Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. There is so much knowledge to be gained about the outdoors. Field guides should always be in your backpack. But which guides? Well, obviously, if you're birding, a field guide on birds, well, that makes sense. But what happens if you're just out there for a hike? Personally, I take a guide, and they make one for every topic, on something I want to learn more about. For example, I am not an expert on mycology, which is the study of fungi. So I would put a field guide on mushrooms. This helps to bring the classroom into the forest. And as you get to use field guides more and more, you will find the ease in finding things through there. Most times in the front of a guide, there is a key, and the key will actually lead you to the page, which tells you, for example, we're talking about mushrooms, the exact mushrooms. And with mushrooms, we do not want to make mistakes. Of course, during safe times, taking a field course with a mycologist, well, that's the awesome thing. Well, you could take a one-day course. They have week-long courses. Well, I would say this. Check with your environmental centers. Well, let's talk field guides first, and then we'll get to the experts. And I want you to know that I get no money for talking about any of these field guides or any of the experts who I happen to know personally, but I get no money from them, so that's what it's all about. Now, you have to sort of make choices and just thumb through them, because like anything, you're going to find something that you like more than others. Some of you go, well, I like bell peppers. And some go, well, I love red bell peppers. Well, maybe it's because they're sweet or whatever it is. So the brands that are out there, there's Peterson, there's Stokes, Audubon, National Geographic, Simon & Schuster. Well, all of these guides have something great to offer. I happen to be a Peterson person, and maybe because as I was growing up, those are the guides I started to use. But do I have a few Stokes and Audubons and National Geographic and Simon & Schuster? The answer is obviously yes. And sometimes you get some great photography in these where you could just match up, because I'll give you an example. I have one on butterflies. And you get to match up the colors so perfect that you're going, without a doubt, I have just found the Western Swallowtail Butterfly, or whatever the case is. Now, there is also, for flowers, the Newcomb Wildflower Guide. You see, I got this in my grad class on taxonomy of plants, that's naming plants. And with them, watch this. So with the field guide in my grad class, I got the professor, Dr. Brummer, and an expert in the field and the expert guide. And in the Newcomb's field guide, wildflowers, there is a key in the front. And Dr. Brummer took the time to teach us how to use that key. And once we knew how to use the key, finding plants. So to this day, that is one guide that is in my backpack all the time, because I just got to know. But here's the difference. This one is great for plants in the East. Well, when I am out West and I'm doing some of my research, you know, and again, I'm an environmental scientist, but I also have a degree in botany. So many times I'm out there with plants, with other researchers, and they happen to be an expert on the Western plants. So here I am learning from them and then also learning what guides they use. And you know what? I need to discuss Dr. Brummer for a while, because she was the one who, hey, I love the outdoors, but she was the one who just said, you got to know. And it's like the gestalt, you got to see it and know it, see it and know it. And she actually got you to like look at things from a different light. So there's a piece, and I didn't get to the expert yet. I'm just strictly talking about one of my grad professors who she would bring along her mentor, who was Dr. Kunin. And Dr. Kunin has since passed, a wonderful woman. And I would joke with my good friend, the Featherman, because he was in the grad class with me. And when we were with Dr. Kunin, she was the woman who just knew everything about everything. She didn't just know the cherry tree. She knew the black knot fungus on cherry tree. She knew what insects were attracted to it. And she just knew. And it was like that. And you kept saying, that's who I want to be. Now, it's funny that years later after this grad class, I'm leading a group of students up along the Delaware River where the eagles from Canada come and migrate down, and the bald eagles, they just keep stopping at a river to feed, and when it freezes, they move south. And the Delaware River is the first river that doesn't freeze solid, solid. So the eagles would congregate there. So I'm leading this group, and we run into, who else? Dr. Brummer, Dr. Kunin. I know I've told the story before, but it's worthwhile. So I introduce them and who they are and their expertise and all that. And then I know when I ask this question in front of a group of young minds, they're just going to be like, holy moly. So I said, Dr. Kunin, I said, so what have you been up to these days? And she said, well, last summer I kayaked through Alaska. I says, doctor, I've got to ask this question. I know it's not the personal question you're supposed to ask out in public, but I know that you'll give me the answer because these young minds need to know. I says, Dr. Kunin, how old are you? And at the time she goes, well, I'm 88. So she was 88 years old, kayaking through Alaska. And the kids were like, whoa, wow. And on the bus, on the way home, guiding this trip, bring them back to safety. And they're talking, they're going, that lady, oh, no, it's not that lady, it's Dr. Kunin. And they go, man, but how do you kayak when you're 88? Oh, I said, well, you're loving life every day. And they got to see, well, two things, an expert and a role model about the outdoors. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Now, if you're going to go looking for an expert out in the field, you want to be able to review the credentials because, hey, there are many people, I'm sure you know, when you go online and they're just claiming that I am the expert in A, B, C, it doesn't matter whether it is, whatever it is. Well, it's good to ask questions of others. Go to your local environmental center, and every state has many of them. Some are state involved, some are private, and I'll get to those in a little bit. And you want to make sure that you are finding an expert who is going to lead you to the answer. And I'm going to give you the East Coast person and the West Coast person. And yes, there are many on the East, many in the West, and there are many in between. But here we go. I'm going to talk about Jim Bruschak and the Endocrino Wilderness Center. Well, Jim is a personal friend of mine. And yeah, am I endorsing Jim? Yeah. Well, why would I be endorsing Jim? Because I'll let you know, I have friends that I am not endorsing. Well, I'm endorsing Jim because he is absolutely an expert in the field. And there are courses for youth. There are courses for adults. And to me, that's important that you can take courses or get your children involved in them. And also just going back to the field guides, just because it popped in my mind right now, it is great that you lead your children out there. And field guides are one of the cooler things out when you take them in the outdoors, out in nature, because you can create scavenger hunts. One of my young nieces actually had a little coloring book. Whatever she would find, she was to draw in the book and write a sentence or two about it. So there's these great little learning tools. But back to Jim Bruschak. You're going to find the expert, and he's going to lead you to the answers or guide you to the answers. So let's go out west. There is Dr. James Halfpenny. And Dr. Halfpenny happens to be one of my former professors as well. And he runs the Naturalist World out in Gardner, Montana. And if you don't know this, Gardner, Montana is right next to the North Gate and Yellowstone National Park. And he will guide you into Yellowstone. And I know that in the past, Jim and Dr. Halfpenny have run courses together out there. And they've also written many books together. And you go, oh, so why am I like, hey, I don't get any money from these guys. They're friends or professors. But I'm just saying that there are experts in the field that I personally know that will lead you and guide you to the answer. And to me, that's the important thing, because think about where we started this show. And I said, there's so much knowledge to be gained about the outdoors. And every time we enter it, we should leave with a little bit more that we know that we can hopefully pass on and share with someone else. So anytime I personally head to the outdoors, I want to know more about my surroundings. The field guides and experts will get me there. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.